This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, July 7th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Now it's August 1 for some tariffs, maybe. USDA's new task, and cattle groups divided on imports. Bessent and Trump eye August 1 for return of some tariffs. President Donald Trump and his top economic official are now eyeing August 1 as the new deadline for when reciprocal tariffs will snap back into place on some U.S. trading partners. On CNN yesterday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent echoed comments from Trump last week that indicated he would be sending letters to trading partners this week to spur trade talks along. President Trump's going to be sending letters to some of our trading partners saying that if you don't move things along, then on August 1, you will boomerang back to your April 2nd tariff level, Bessent told host Dana Bash. So I think we're going to see a lot of deals very quickly, he added. Now take note, Trump told reporters Thursday he expects a couple more trade packs to land before his self-imposed Wednesday deadline for trade talks. An economist's viewpoint? Well, Ag Resource founder Dan Bossi says producers are right to be concerned about the lack of trade deals. Today, just having the UK in our back pocket is not enough for me to feel comfortable in making some forecasts for the farm economy or U.S. ag trade going forward, he told AgriPulse Lydia Johnson on the latest AgriPulse Newsmakers, referring to a trade deal with the United Kingdom. You can read more on AgriPulse.com and also watch the latest edition of Newsmakers. USDA takes over now. Now for the implementation. The historic infusion of $66 billion in new farm program spending from Trump's landmark budget bill is now in USDA's hands to implement. Keep in mind, the increase in price loss coverage, reference prices, and other enhancements to the PLC and Ag Risk Coverage Program take effect for the 2025 crop year. But farmers don't have to worry if they think they signed up for the wrong program earlier this year. The Senate added a provision to the bill ensuring farmers will automatically get paid from whichever program offers them the most money. Unfinished business. Well, due to a parliamentarian's ruling, the Senate Republicans had to delete from the bill a provision that would trigger permanent price support laws if PLC and ARC are allowed to lapse after 2031. Look for lawmakers to add that to later legislation. What they're saying? Well, from American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, quote, more than half of our farmers are losing money, so an increase in reference prices is desperately needed, and tax tools will help farmers and ranchers plan for the next season and the next generation. Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, said making Section 199A permanent ensures that farmer-owned cooperatives and the producers who rely on them are treated fairly in the tax code. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland said, quote, at a time of great uncertainty for the agriculture economy, the support of Congress to enhance key programs and vital domestic markets for our farmers is critical. The bill strengthens the farm safety net, supports biofuels and conservation, and extends key tax incentives that help keep family farm operators visible. National Farmers Union President Ron LaRue said, however, these gains are paired with harmful trade-offs. Cuts to SNAP, Divide the Farm Bill Coalition, and reductions in Medicaid will have harmful effects on millions of Americans. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Resumption of cattle imports faces some industry pushback. USDA's decision to gradually reopen the southern U.S. border to live cattle imports from Mexico split the industry, with some warning the decision has come too soon. USDA said last week that the U.S. would begin accepting cattle imports from a single border entry point in Arizona starting today. Imports had been suspended since May to stem the northward spread of New World screwworm. USDA plans to open for additional border crossings in the coming months. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcomed the phased-in approach to reopening the border in a statement, but last week, 19 livestock industry groups, led by RCAF USA, wrote to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to urge her to reconsider. Bill Bullard, the CEO of RCAF, said, "There is no justifiable reason to knowingly relax current protective measures that will result in increasing the risk of NWS introduction into the United States." Take note, privately, Mexico Ag Secretary Julio Bordega has warned Rollins' current screwworm eradication efforts may be insufficient to curb its spread, as AgriPulse reported last month. Also in the news, Trump on farm labor, Tyson strike averted. Trump is doubling down on his position that farmers need to be protected from ICE raids that result in their employees being thrown out pretty viciously. In a speech at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines the night before the 4th of July, Trump returned to the subject of deportations on a stage that also featured Secretary Rollins and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Speaking directly to Noem, Trump said, quote, "If a farmer is willing to vouch for these people in some way, Kristi, I think we're going to have to just say that that's going to be good, right? We're going to be good with it because we don't want to take all of the workers off the farms. We want the farms to do great like they're doing now." Trump was in an ebullient mood following passage earlier in the day of the One Big Beautiful Bill. He exaggerated the bill's impact on Social Security taxes and admitted he hates Democrats. He said, quote, "I cannot stand them because I really believe they hate our country." Republican Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst also spoke. Grassley touted the OBBB's funding to build a tremendous number of detention facilities so we can keep people that have come here on the terrorist watch list, come here with criminal records, come here as human traffickers, sex traffickers, peddling fentanyl to our young people. We're going to make sure that they aren't walking the street. By the way, in Amarillo, Texas, Tyson Foods reached an agreement with Teamsters members that will raise their pay 32%. The agreement averted a strike at the nation's largest beef processing plant. Here's today's final word. John was a pioneer in the development and production of healthy food products that made the Harris Ranch Beef one of the most respected food producers in America. His love of horses and agriculture defined his life. "I had the good fortune to know John for over 40 years. He was my friend. He will be deeply missed, but his legacy will live on forever." That Representative Jim Costa of California on the death of rancher John Harris. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, July 7th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Daly.